For nearly four decades, Betty Weeks ruled the corner of South Quincy and South 16th Streets in Arlington, Virginia. Often, nobody crossed those streets without her say-so. As a result, thousands of kids and adults have Betty Weeks to thank, in part, for their education. Until this past Thursday, Betty was a crossing guard for students headed to and from Randolph Elementary. Now, after 38 years, she's hanging up her whistle. Betty Weeks joins us now on the line from her home in Arlington. Hello, Betty.
Oh, hello.
Well, I have to ask you, first of all, now, do you always wait yourself as a pedestrian? Do you always wait for the walk signal when you cross the street?
Yes, I do. And I walk all the way, a long ways to get to the crossing, too.
So you're not a jaywalker?
No, no.
Were you before you started the job?
No, we didn't have the crosswalks and things when I started as much. And that was almost 40 years ago.
How do you think kids have changed in those almost 40 years?
Well, they're changed. Now I have with us one young boy that went to school up here for the whole time, went on to high school and came by the other day to say hello to me, and he has fiery red hair, and they have it in little spikes all over his head. And I said, Mike, you're so handsome, and I love you, even with your red hair. It's just the things the kids are going through now, but they're all the same to me in my heart. I just love them all.
Well, haven't drivers changed over 38 years?
Oh, yes. At the beginning, they were very polite and stopped and waited and everything, but now I have a four-way stop sign, and they don't take turns, you know, and the other cars will blow their horns and things like that, but there has not been an accident there or a close call for me.
Could you explain to us what the correct technique is for safely crossing kids in a crosswalk?
Well, first you get an opening in the traffic and go out in the middle of the street, blow my whistle, and stop the traffic and motion to the children with my head and say, okay, and they cross the street and never leave this street until all of the children are crossed.
Betty Weeks, I understand you have a poem that you wrote on the anniversary of your 25th year of work. I wonder if you could read an excerpt from it, please.
Yes. 25 years. How could that be? It seems just yesterday to me. The children, laughing, singing gay, passed through my life along the way. The rain, the snow, the sleet, the sun never seems to change the fun. A shoe tied here, a friendly pat. Hey, Johnny Smith has got my hat. Don't bounce the ball. Please hide your key. Your precious life means much to me. I'd work this job without the pay, I told my hubby one bright day. Let me know when you feel that way. I'll go over and get your pay. A granny crossing guard am I. A generation has passed by. You crossed my mom. You crossed my dad. You're the only guard I've ever had. I meet my kids. They're fun to see. Hey, Mrs. Weeks, remember me? You crossed me 14 years ago. I just came by my son to show. Thanks, Arlington, for hiring me. It means so much to me, you see. God looked at me, and then he knew this was the job for me to do.
Well, how are you going to spend your time now that you're not doing this job that you loved so much?
I'm a clown, a Christian clown, sometimes we went to nursing homes and hospitals and things like that, so I'll probably get back into that, and we travel a lot. We go on cruises, and I'll have plenty of activities.
Betty Weeks, after 38 years, she has retired as a crossing guard in Arlington, Virginia. Thank you, Betty.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling.